Thank you, Jesus. I have to say that to say this. You know, every year for 20-some years, we have ended one year and gone into another year believing God that there was something more. Correct?
Yeah.
And this year, as we came into 07, I said that there was another level. And God reminded me of that, that we had said that. And I want to just take you through a brief review, okay? Because we started 07 with wonderful things. Okay? Wonderful things was our first message, and we spoke of we can't stop talking about the wonderful things that the Lord has done. And declaring that we were going to see God do wonderful things, and then we would declare wonderful things. And then we came to action, and we talked about when they prayed, there was action. When you pray, there's action. When you pray, heaven takes action. Heaven does. Don't stop what heaven's doing. And then on the 10th of January, we talked about God's great favor. And that was the only message on favor then. And then we came to the story of the vice. And the vice. The story of how God preserved my little table bench vice and kept it for me. And how the Lord will keep us in His grip. And how the Lord, you know, that we don't want to hold on to vices. You know, those things that we say, well, that's just the way I am. Well, it's just the way you are, and it's keeping you from the things of God. Don't be that way anymore. I mean, but you see, it all has to come from getting a vision for what it is. And then we went to really believe, and then able to help, and then enthusiastically astonished, and then garments and branches. Remember the garments and branches? Some found branches laying around and threw them out, and others threw their garments. And the decision, the determination of whether we're just going to be branch throwers or garment throwers. Of what we are going to see, you give according to how you believe, according to how you trust. And then first forgive, and the fact of the matter is first forgive. Because Jesus said very clearly, if you don't forgive, you tie my hands, I can't forgive. And then we're going to be thankful. And then childlike faith, and raise your cup. Then we started talking about our response to God's Word. What's our response? What is our response? How do you respond to what God says? How do you respond to what His Word says to you? Do you receive it and graft it, or do you respond to it as, oh, that would be nice, and then forget it? How do you respond? And then we looked at Noah's response. Because God told Noah to build an ark, and Noah built it. He didn't do everything perfect. But he built it. Then we looked at a running response. That was one of the disciples. Everything was going good. Then the word came they were going to be killed, and so they ran to the next place. Sometimes you just need to flee from some things. Things that try to tie you down, things that try to hold you back. You need to listen to the Lord at all times. And then they encourage them. And then, what do you think? And my shepherd, if I don't have it in my hand, I have it in my shepherd. And then the care of the Lord. Paul and Barnabas pointed out with the fasting and prayer, and then turned them over to the care of the Lord. Giving things to the care of the Lord, casting our cares. And then the donkey to the clouds. The Lord rode a donkey. And went from there to the clouds. And Jesus knew, and waiting, and a desert road, and preaching good news, and time is coming, and thinking through. And just before these messages was when the Lord began to talk to me about grace, but wouldn't let me talk about grace. But as that was going on, He began to talk to us about the time is coming. You see, the preparation of the Lord is God prepares your spirit. And think it through, or thinking on purpose, to consider God in things, to intentionally consider God. You know, that sounds like, well, of course we always do. Of course we always don't.